朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督的复活跟我们信仰有密不可分的关系。
Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Christ has an intimate relation to what we believe.
在哥林多前书第十五章，我们看见保罗强调福音的内容，关于耶稣复活的这个部分。
When Paul talked about the content of the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15, he mentioned emphatically the resurrection of Christ.
保罗非常强烈地说，如果耶稣没有复活，我们每一个基督徒的信仰就是徒然的。
He proclaimed that if Jesus indeed did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我们今天在台上所传的也是徒然。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then what we are proclaiming here today is also in vain.
他进一步地说，不只是我们所信的、所传的都是徒然，而且整个基督教成为一场骗局。
In fact, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, not only what we preach, what we believe is in vain, the whole realm of Christianity is but a lie.
所以对主耶稣，对保罗来说，主耶稣基督的复活是在他信仰里面绝不可缺少的一个主要的部分。
So in the life and belief of Paul, the resurrection of Christ holds supreme.
他怎么知道，他怎么深信主耶稣复活呢？
But how can he be convinced?That Jesus indeed rose from the dead.
因为在哥林多前书十五章，保罗不止一次、不止两次、三番四次的提到主耶稣基督的显现。
Several times in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul mentioned that Jesus appeared to different people under different circumstances.
我们知道，在整个圣经的记载里面，起码有十次之多提到耶稣复活以后向门徒显现的记载。
Those who have studied the Bible will recall there are at least 10 times recorded in the Gospels that Jesus appeared after his death.
每一次复活的主向人显现之后，我们就看见人的生命有改变，耶稣基督的团体带来新的突破。
And his appearance brings forth a tremendous turning point to those who have seen him.
许多时候我们发现耶稣基督在向门徒的显现里面是对着初期教会的领袖所带出来的。
Initially, we see that Jesus appeared to those who later became the leaders, the pillars of the early church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到今天的教会需要复兴的时候，
But when we talk about today's church need a revival,
我们是提到全教会需要在神的面前被复兴起来。
We're saying that the whole church needs to be revived.
但是更重要的是这一些侍奉主、跟随主的这些教会的领袖需要被复兴起来。
But most importantly, the leaders, the pillars of the church today need to be revived.
2000年的教会历史，我们看到这样的一个公式。
In the 2,000 years of church history, we see the same formula.
我们看见神在领袖的当中先做工，就带来全教会在主面前的复兴。
God first worked among the leaders, which then bring forth the revival of the whole church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天传道人需要复兴。
Brothers and sisters, the preachers of today need to be revived.
今天教会的执事长老需要复兴。
The deacons, the elders need to be revived.
外面的工作不能代表他们跟复兴可以划等号。
Outward ministry does not equate to inward revival.
最近我看到一个实在是一个笑话的一个记载。
Recently, I read this account, which really seemingly belongs to the account of a joke.
在一个礼拜天早上，有一对夫妇早上起来。
A couple rose in the morning on Sunday.
那么他们准备上教堂。
They were preparing to go to church.
当妻子都差不多准备好的时候，发现丈夫还躺在床上。
After the wife almost prepared herself, she turned around and found that the husband is still on bed.
时间快到了，先生，赶快去做礼拜吧。
And she exclaimed, "The time's almost at hand, we have to go to church.
那丈夫躺在床上说，我有三个理由今天不许做礼拜。
But then the husband said, I can give you at least three reasons why I don't have to go to church.
第一个理由，这个教会太冷淡。
First, this church is too cold.
我不想去。
I don't want to go.
第二，这个教会没有人喜欢我，我不要去。
Second, I didn't find anybody in the church who has liked me. I don't want to go to such a church.
第三个理由，我不想去，就是不想去。
The third reason, I don't want to go because I don't want to go.
那个妻子对着他说。
And so the wife responded.
她说，丈夫啊，有三个理由你非去不可。
Husband, there are three reasons why you have to go.
她说，第一个理由，这个教会不像你那么想象的那么差，还有一些热心的基督徒。
First, the church really isn't as bad as you think. There are some among them who are very zealous.
她说，第二，我知道教会里面有一些人还是蛮喜欢你的。
Second, I know some among the church really like you.
他说第三个理由是什么呢
？And what is the third reason？
说你不要忘记你是这个教会的牧师，你非去不可。
Thirdly, you are the pastor of the church. You better go.
这是一个笑话。
This is a joke.
但是我们看见今天是有一些在教会侍奉的人，礼拜天去教会的时候非常的勉强。
But perhaps it tells a true story of many who serve in the church on Sundays.
所以在这里我们看见今天教会需要复兴是从领袖开始。
So we conclude that we need the leaders of the church revived.
所以上个礼拜啊，我有非常重的负担跟弟兄姊妹从这个耶稣向门徒的显现提到门徒需要复兴。
So last Sunday, I shared with you how Jesus appeared to the apostles and how the apostles need to be revived.
今天我们从路加福音二十四章，我们看到今天每一个信徒都要在神的面前被神复兴起来。
And from the scriptures we read today, we extend the need of revival to the whole body of believers.
耶稣向两个人显现。
Yes, Jesus appeared to two.
这两个人是谁呢？
Who are these two?
里面有一个人的名字记载下来，另外一个是不知名的一个人。
The first one we know the name, but the second is anonymous.
那个知道名字的，他的名字叫哥留巴。
The one that was named was given the name Cleopas.
那么哥留巴到底是谁呢？我们在圣经里面在别的地方再也找不到他。
Who is this person? We cannot find an account of him in any other passage of the Bible.
那么初期教会的历史家呢，曾经做了一些研究，发现这个人到底是谁。
Some of the early church historians have tried to research on the particulars of this person.
他们发现这个人是耶稣养父约瑟的兄弟。
They discovered that Cleopas was the brother of Joseph, the father of Jesus.
所以换句话是说是耶稣的叔叔。
So you can say he was Jesus' uncle.
但是我们只知道到那么多，我们根本就没有更多的资料了解这个人到底是谁。
We would really want to know more, but that's the extent of our knowledge.
但是我们知道一件事情，他不是十二个门徒里面的一个，他是所谓的平信徒。
But then we notice he was not listed among the 12.
我们知道十次耶稣向门徒或者向个人、向小组、向团体显现，有两处记载的比较详细。
Of the 10 appearances that Jesus had to others, two were recorded in more detail.
一个呢是在约翰福音二十一章，是对着彼得显现的一段记载。
One was recorded in John 21 when Jesus appeared to Peter.
另外就是路加福音二十四章，我们今天所读的这一段蛮长的经文。
The second portion, in fact, was the scripture that we read today.
这一段耶稣的显现记载的相当的详细，也相当的生动。
It's a very detailed and lively account of the appearance of Jesus.
在这段圣经里面，我们看见有许多很感动人的一些记载。
And there are many recordings here that is indeed rather moving.
请我们翻回到路加福音二十四章。
Shall we turn back to Luke chapter 24?
我们在这段圣经里面，我们一开始读就有一些很感人的一些故事。
Right from the beginning, we see passages that will move us.
特别在第十五节，我们看见耶稣基督对当年这些软弱的门徒的爱。
Especially in verse 15, we can indeed read between the lines how Jesus had this deep love towards those.
主耶稣曾经呼召门徒来跟从他。
Jesus has called these people to follow him.
但是在这里我们看见不是门徒跟从他，是这个离开耶稣基督要他们做见证的耶路撒冷的这些门徒，耶稣跟他们同行。
But in this verse, we see that it's not the disciples who are following Jesus, but Jesus who came along and walked with them.
耶稣不是要门徒在这里跟从他，耶稣在这里跟从这些离开见证岗位的人。
They were not supposed to leave Jerusalem. They were leaving their post of testimony, but Jesus went after them.
这两个人当时非常的沮丧，非常的灰心，非常的失望。
From the recordings, we can see that these two were very frustrated, they were saddened, they were hopeless.
我们在十六节、十七节看到他们的眼睛迷糊，他们的脸带愁容。
In verse 16 and 17, we can see that their faces were downcast and their eyes were not clear.
在这里我们很清楚地看见，刚才我们说了，他们是走一条不是一个基督徒应该走的一条路。
Just now we have described that the way they are walking right now was against what Jesus told them before.
当年这两人所走的是跟信仰背道而驰的路。
We can say they are walking against their faith.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们心里面实在受感动，在这样一种情况里面，复活的耶稣基督与他们同行。
But then under such circumstances, the resurrected Lord went and walked with them.
但是我们知道，当耶稣与门徒同行的时候，不是要复合他们，而是要扭转他们。
Of course, we know that Jesus walked along with them with the ultimate purpose to turn them around.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，虽然我们离开他，虽然我们背弃他，但是我们的主没有背弃我们。
Even though sometimes we may turn away from him and we walk away from him, our Lord does not turn away from us.
有一次我看见一个见证，我心里面很受感动。
I was touched once by a testimony.
当寇世远监督他们结婚五十周年的时候
，In the 50th anniversary ceremony of their wedding, Bishop Cole and his wife.
因为五十年前他们在兵荒马乱的时候没有机会好好的结婚，就是说没有办法在教堂里面穿很漂亮的新娘装，新娘礼服，所以他们就补行婚礼。那个寇师母呢，穿上新娘装，从后面走到前面来。
50 years ago, the time was not right and the circumstances were not correct for them to have a proper wedding. So people decided to give them a real wedding 50 years later, and Mrs. Cole put on a wonderful wedding gown.
林道亮牧师跟他们扶正，跟他们证婚。
Reverend Timothy Lin was the pastor who officiated at the wedding.
那么讲完了以后，他们这八个孩子呢，一个一个上台做见证。
Afterwards, all eight of his children came up to the pulpit and gave testimony.
这是一个很奇怪的一个婚礼哈。
You would conclude this may be a strange wedding ceremony.
那么里面有一个儿子做了一个见证，我很感动。
One of the sons gave the following account.
他说有一次他从台湾来看爸爸，到加州来。
He said one time he came from Taiwan to visit his father.
那当他要回去的时候，爸爸很舍不得把他送到旧金山的机场。
When he was about to go home, his father took him to San Francisco International Airport and really didn't want to see him go.
这个儿子已经成家立业，已经四十岁的人了。
The son already is approaching the age of 40. He has his own family.
当他们要分手的时候
，When they were about to part from each other,
寇监督就跟他的儿子握握手。
Bishop Cole shook his hand.
我们不来这一套。
That we will not hug each other.
所以他是非常的中国，就跟他握一下手，说孩子愿神祝福你。
And so he shook his son's hand and say, "Son, may the Lord bless you."
然后他的儿子就感觉到手里面有一个东西，后来偷偷一瞄，有100块的美金。
But then the son felt something in his hand, and he quickly took a glance. It was $100 bill.
哇！然后儿子说：“爸爸，这个不可以收，不可以收。
”And he immediately exclaimed, "Father, I cannot take this from you."
然后他就讲了一句话，他说：“爸爸，我已经长大了，我已经赚钱了，我不需要这一个钱。
”And he said, "Father, I'm grown up. I'm an adult. I'm making my own money. I do not need this."
但是他的爸爸说什么
？What did his father say?
他说：“孩子，你不需要。”但是我需要。
The son, you may not need this, but I need to give this to you.
他说：“孩子，你也许不需要，但是我需要。
”Son, this is not for your need, for my need.
今天有许多的人说：“我不需要神。”
Today, so many of us say, I do not need God.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果神今天向你说话，他告诉你说，也许你不需要我，但是我需要你。
But perhaps God will respond by saying, maybe you don't need me right now, but I need you.
当我看到这个见证的时候，
When I read this testimony,
我似懂非懂。
I seem to understand, but then I do not truly comprehend.
因为我还没有一个40岁的儿子。
Because I do not have a son who's 40 years old.
我相信我年纪越大，我这种感受会越强烈。
I trust that as I grow older, I would have a deeper appreciation of this exchange.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，天父的心就是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
好像这些人不需要他。
Perhaps these people did not need him.
但是主需要这些人。
But the Lord need them.
今天早上的题目是火热的心，明亮的眼。
The topic for today is a fervent heart and bright eyes.
也许这两件事情没有因果的关系。
Perhaps they are not a cause and effect.
但是很明显的有先后的次序。
But then we see there's an order to them.
三十二节，他们这两个人说，我们的心在那个时候岂不是火热的吗？
In verse 32, the two disciples said, were not our hearts burning within us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上帝在圣经里面一而再再而三的让我们看见，他看重的是我们的心。
Brothers and sisters, again and again we see from the scriptures that what the Lord placed emphasis on is our hearts.
最典型的讲到心的圣经节是在箴言。
Perhaps the most vivid description comes from the book of Proverbs.
我们都很熟悉的箴言说四章二十三节在那里告诉我们什么呢？
Perhaps we are all familiar with Proverbs 4:23.
他说要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效乃是由心发出来的。
It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
在这里虽然短短的两句话，却让我们看见神对我们的心从消极和积极这两方面的提醒。
Even though these are two short verses, we can see the Lord's admonition to us from a passive as well from an active point of view.
为什么要保守我们的心胜过保守一切呢？
Why do we need to guard our hearts above all else?
因为我们的心很容易被污染。
Because it's easy for us to pollute our hearts.
我们今天讲环保。
A lot of times today we say environmental pollution.
我们今天更需要讲心保。
Perhaps we should emphasize also the protection of our hearts.
今天环境的污染是因为今天人心已经被污染。
The reason why we have this tremendous pollution problem because it started with our hearts.
在过去三四天，我们很清楚地看见这样的一个写照。
In the past week, we've seen a vivid enactment of this.
世界的混乱，因为人心败坏。
The rioting in this world starts from the decay of our hearts.
然后从积极正面这里告诉我们说，一生的果效是从心发出来的。
But then from an active sense, it is the wellspring of life.
Wellspring 是那个不断的流不绝、流不尽的泉源。
A source of living water that does not end.
只有从心里面发出来的东西才有持久性。
Those that come from the bottom of our hearts have eternal value.
我们知道两千年教会历史里面，神兴起了许许多多的属灵的伟人。
Through the 2,000 years of church history, the Lord has raised up many great men and women of God.
其中有一位许许多人都认识他，他的名字叫加尔文。
Many of you may have heard of Calvin.
他在瑞士侍奉主，一直重重的被主所使用。
He was richly used by the Lord in Switzerland.
55年不算长的寿命。
He lived to the age of 55, not very long.
再加上他的身体一直不是很健康。
He is also weak physically.
但是我们看见他所讲的道，看见他所写的书，看见他所做的工，我们简直不相信这样一个软弱的人能够做这样多那样大的工作。
But when we read of his accounts, his sermons, the kind of work that he has done, it surprises us that he can accomplish so much.
一个秘诀。
There was a secret.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。
Thank you.